Hey everybody, Aaron Zams out here with the FRF podcast. I am Zam, whatever you want to call me, I guess. It's the holiday season. If you're watching this on video, you can see my goofy holiday Santa hat. It's got some bling on it, and it's that season. It's that time of the year. And it's also that time of the year where we might get an opportunity to and do indulge or overindulge. And I am one of those people every once in a while, so I have to remind myself and take some precaution so I don't get too off track with my health, wellness, and fitness. So these fitness tips that we're going to talk about or health and wellness tips to help you get through the holidays are not just made up. These are tried and true, used by myself and other people that I've worked with over the years, working as a strength conditioning coach, personal trainer, and now as a firefighter, EMT, and also a fitness presenter. So welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today, we're going to give you some holiday fitness tips, just the tips. And it's going to help you not go into holiday mode. And I'm going to beg that you don't get that mindset of going into holiday mode. And here's what I mean by that. It's now, you know, if you're listening to this in June or July, you'll understand the mindset of this, that, you know, we always kind of say, well, I'm going to start fitness next week, or I'm going to start fitness next month, or I'm going to, you know, I got to get through this one event and then I'm going to start working out again. A lot of that, it applies through the holidays too. Just let me get through the holidays and then I'm going to start working out January 1st. Now, your intensity can change January 1st, but I'm going to give you some tips, just the tips, to help you at least change that mindset a little bit. And here's what I mean. Right off the bat, the first fitness tip for the holidays is don't give up on your fitness. Stay with your plan. And if you don't have a plan, you know, try to get one. I have a free one. If you go to the blog post at firerescuefitness.com, we will give you access to the FRF app, the platform, a 28-day workout program. It uses body weight. It uses dumbbells. It uses some weights, depending upon what you have available. But it's excuse-proof. It's 28 days. There's something to do almost every day. Now, you don't have to follow that every single day. My suggestion is if you're really stressing out through the holidays, try to get at least 3 30-minute sessions of fitness. And on the 28-day program, whatever day they fall on, just follow that program. But don't give up on it. Don't just say, I'm not going to work out today. I'm going to go have more cocktails or you know, eat some more cake and cookies. Make sure you kind of just reframe your brain a little bit. Even just going for a 30-minute walk on the treadmill or a bike ride at the firehouse. All those things really go into helping you stay sane through the holidays and really will help when you are ready to turn that switch and get more intense. Don't give up on your fitness. That's the first suggestion. 3 workouts a week at least. And it's not only just to maintain your weight, because weight may fluctuate because of what you're eating. It's to maintain your health mentally also. And we'll touch that on that a little bit. The second fitness tip or wellness tip to get you through the holidays is only eat until you're 80% full. This transfers to other times of the year, but I really think in the holiday season, it's one that hits home. Here's what I mean by that. At the firehouse, I think, and I watch this a lot, and I was a part of that, and I try not to be, you'll see people go back for seconds and thirds because we don't know exactly when we're going to get a chance to eat everything because, you know, call and you're gone. I understand that mindset, but what happens is that we eat faster than we should, and we get in this habit of eating until, you know, we don't take enough time so our brains can catch up to our bellies. And so you get this, oh my God, I wish I went to eat so much. And that overly full feeling that happens a lot with the holidays, especially if you're grazing at a table where you just keep mowing it down, having a cocktail, talking the, you know, shooting the breeze with so-and-so. And what happens is all of a sudden those calories add up and you start to get a little bit overwhelmed from a stomach standpoint. You know, you have to adjust the belt or you're wearing sweatpants to these into these holiday parties. So, you know, if that's the case, you're already a little too far. But my point being, monitor how you are feeling as far as, you know, am I full? Do I really need to have seconds on that? Give yourself at least 10 or 15 minutes before you go back. That is also the case for eating at the firehouse. And with that, slow down when you eat. This makes a huge impact on your calorie consumption. The slower you eat, the more time your brain has to basically communicate with your stomach to make you feel full, number one. And number two, you can then stop yourself and identify when you are at 80%. Now, 80% is different for everybody, and that's part of this, you know, step that takes time. Just don't get to a point where you're so overly full, you got to adjust your pants, or, you pray that you don't have a call, all right? And we've all been there, okay? So, number one, don't give up on your fitness. Stay consistent still through this holiday season. Number two, only eat until you're 80% full. Number three, stay hydrated with water. And then watch your alcohol consumption. I'm not saying don't. I'd be a hypocrite. I like brandy old-fashioned sweets. I like my tequila. But what I'm going to do is monitor. Maybe have just one. If I have that, hydrate, rehydrate with water. This is something, again, that just, it's not just a holiday fitness tip. This is one that you should be following all the way through the year. And if you already have this as a good habit, don't give up on it. Meaning, don't just say, I'm going to have more cocktails this month because it's the holidays. You can do that, but still keep your hydration levels up and adequate. Try to get at least 80 ounces of water a day. I carry this on the truck. One of the things that I found too, and you can see it's beat up, but I like these coffee mugs with handles or these mugs with handles because, I'll have my coffee in the morning, but then throughout the day, I can hook it on stuff in the rig and keep it with me, you know, at all times. I've even hooked it on my belt loop just to make sure that I don't forget it. Cause you know, that happens also, you know, coffee cups take a ride, these take a ride. So, this has been a great addition to help me. I try to get about six of these a day. It really helps me stay hydrated. But one thing with water and hydration, especially through the wintertime where it's cold, you know, sometimes you don't think about it, but it helps with skin, it helps with joints, it helps with digestion, and it helps you feel more full. So you go back to that first one where we say only eat until you're 80% full. You know, if you have water, it'll help a lot with that feeling, okay? And it sometimes accelerates that little conversation that your stomach needs to have with your brain to set you off to make you feel full. So stay hydrated. Number four, have a go-to healthy dish that's prepared already in my refrigerator's that way, so that's why I'm pointing that way. My kitchen's that way. Chili is a really good option. We have a Firehouse 2 Healthy Chili. It's got turkey in it, lots of beans and fiber. It's on allrecipes.com. If you go to firerescuefitness.com, the blog, this section here on holiday fitness tips has a link to that. It's a big pot. It serves about 16, so you'll have a lot of it to put in the refrigerator and eat when you need to. And what I mean by go-to is this is also the season where you're shopping. You got different holiday pageants and different things to get kids to. You know, weather may sometimes hinder your chances to get to, grocery stores. We might be more likely to go out to eat. If that's all the case, which it is most of the time with all of us, regardless of the holidays, have this go-to healthy dish prepared where, if you're getting really, really hungry, you come home, everybody's hungry in the family, you could just heat this up really quickly and then you have the substantial meal already there and prepared, okay? So have something as a go-to. Rotisserie chicken is also a great option to have in your refrigerator just because you could peel the chicken off, throw it on a bread or in a wrap, and you have a good protein source. You throw in some frozen vegetables real quick and there's a good healthy meal for you. But being prepared is essential, especially through times of high stress and the holidays. So with that, number four, have that go-to meal. Mine is chili. You know, and going back through everything, right? Don't give up on the fitness. Stay consistent at least three times a week. Your intensity may not be as high as you want it to, but stay consistent for the other factors. And I just did a podcast on that, the other reasons why we work out. Only eat till you're 80% full. That's just controlling your appetite and let your brain talk to your stomach. Stay hydrated. That also helps you feel full. It helps with digestion and also joints and skin and everything else in the winter months. Have a go-to healthy dish. Number four, I like chili. Up here in the north where it gets a little cold, crock pot recipes are awesome for that. Number five, and that is water in there, by the way. Take 10 minutes to recharge every day, whether you're in the firehouse or not. Kids, relatives, parties, getting gifts, travel, all those things add up. You know, as first responders, maybe the call volume goes up. All of these things add stress. And what this 10-minute recharge is, it could be just going and sitting in your favorite chair with the lights off, quiet, taking some deep breaths, just trying to gather your thoughts, or maybe not think at all. Deep breaths, recharge. I do this in the firehouse. I'll go sit on a foam roller in a corner. Some firehouses have little bunk rooms where you can kind of get away, and I'll just take a couple deep breaths, work on, 15 really deep breaths or 10 deep breaths every minute, 60 breaths, and it really does help kind of rejuvenate, gets the blood flowing, and really helps you get through the day, especially if it's been stressful. If you find yourself getting short with your significant other or the kids, it's a great time to just get out for about 10 minutes, maybe go into the garage, go into your little TV room, wherever you have, find a spot and just kind of decompress a little bit. Really focus on your breath, focus on your thoughts, get yourself grounded. That is essential during the season. And to me, I also use that time to, think about, okay, what else do I want to try to do? Can I release the tension in my shoulders? A lot of times I got to tell myself, it's not that big of a deal. Just let it go. It becomes that for me. So take some time, recharge, get in the habit of doing that every single day. If you can't tell, all of these habits, I probably will go through again in January because all of them transfer to every single day. It's just now I'm doing it with a funny holiday hat on and trying to correlate it to the time of the year. But really, all these are timeless. This 10-second or 10-minute recharge is really essential to help with resilience. You have a healthy dish, which means prepare your meals. Stay hydrated all the time. You should do that. Only eat until you're 80% full. Get in that habit and stay consistent with your fitness. So what's the last one, Zam, since you've been Captain Obvious through all these holiday fitness tips? It goes along with recharging, and it's to be grateful. I'm very thankful for all of you to be able to rant and rave on these podcasts and to be able to write and to just have the support that I do. This whole project with FRF started as a selfish act because I too need all of these different things. This is kind of what I've been telling myself internally for years and using as fitness and using as tips to keep me going. I'm almost 50 now. I got another 10 years, hopefully, and I have to really make sure I focus on my health and being able to transfer things that I learn, things that other people learn back to you. I'm super grateful for because it keeps me motivated, keeps me young, and keeps me healthier. I just can't thank you all enough for listening. And I want you to also be grateful. That mindset, and this is something I've talked about a couple different times now on posts and podcasts, but with kids, it's like a Jedi mind trick. If you have some kids that are really just fussy, ask them one thing about, well, what makes you happy? Or go find me a toy or bring me something that makes you happy. And it can change their mindset. Now, the same trick works on firefighters. The same trick works on your own self. If you find yourself getting into a holiday funk, just, hey, I'm thankful that I have a job where I can give back. I'm thankful that I have the means to listen to this guy rant. I am thankful that, I do have my health or I do have my kids. And those simple thoughts can help transform your brainwaves. There's research behind it. And can help you get more out of the holidays. And that then can transfer into, all right, I'm feeling a little bit better. Let me go get my workout in. There's no reason I can't do that. And then we come home, I'm going to eat well. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm maybe going to, you know, I'm not going to have a drink. I don't need one. I'm good. And everything else kind of falls into place. So be grateful, take some time. And maybe that's what you use that 10 minutes for. And at the end of my 10 minutes, I just say, give me one thing. You know, usually my dog finds me with that, and I'm just thankful that I have her. Or, you know, kids will find you or something, you know, but, be grateful. And, with that, that's number six. There's another one in there, bonus. I know it's really obvious. And that is, if just because it's there doesn't mean you have to eat and drink it. Okay. You can say no, even during the holidays. Get into that habit as well. Cause you know, firehouses are full of sweets. And how cool is that, that we get a job where people take us and bring us these things. And that's something to be grateful for. So if it's there, that doesn't mean you got to eat it. Be grateful. Take some time to recharge. Have a healthy go-to meal. Stay hydrated. Stay on track with your fitness. Only eat till you're 80% full. And enjoy the holidays, everybody. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Be grateful. Be present. Be kind. Let me know if this helps you and your crew, and or let me know how I can help you and your crew get and stay more fit for duty. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll talk soon.